Good morning, everyone. I was just looking behind me to you because I like to look at God's people, and you look very pleasingly arranged today. Usually when I'm stood up here, there's a gap here or a gap there, but I think, are people blending? Are people mixing? I wonder. I hope you are, anyway. I wanted to extend a particular welcome to Peter and Janet this morning, because this has been an eventful time for you, particularly Janet, with the loss of your twin sister, Anne. It's good to have you both with us this morning. And I hope that you feel the depth of our love for you, particularly in these difficult times. It's good to have you with us. A few weeks ago, I introduced us to something called a breath prayer. In this kind of prayer, we're going to use the same one that we used a few weeks ago. It combines prayer with the concept of mindful meditation that some of you might have heard about. And the response I'm going to encourage you to use is, be still and know that you are God. Be still and know that you are God. So I'm going to invite Penny to start playing, and I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. And as your eyes are closed, I invite you to imagine yourself in your own personal sanctuary. This can be anywhere you choose. Somewhere you feel safe and loved. Somewhere peaceful where you can meet with God. So breathe in slowly through your nose and gently out through your mouth. In and out. In and out. Can you imagine yourself there? Is it an outdoor or an indoor place? What can you see? Can you hear anything? What smells are there in this place? Continue to breathe deeply, slowly in through your nose, then gently out through your mouth. Now, as you breathe in, say, be still. And as you breathe out, say, and know that you are God. Be still and know that you are God. Breathe in yourself and say the words together. And again, be still and know that you are God. Repeat this in your mind's eye so that you say the line several times. In doubt, be still and know that you are God. And one last time, be still and know that you are God. Now imagine yourself getting up and leaving your own sanctuary that you have created in your imagination, and slowly coming back into this room. God is still with you, and his peace is with you. Amen. We listen now to the ministry of the band with an arrangement of the favourite carol, Away in a Manger. It's going to feel like I'm complimenting myself, but I think the band played very well this morning. So last week we had the big debut of our reformed singing company, and today we're in for the second instalment of the songs that they have been preparing for us over a number of weeks. They were great last week, weren't they? Did you enjoy it? Yeah, we all did, didn't we? And we're going to enjoy what they sing again today. And I'm hoping that they're going to inject a little bit of energy into you lot, because frankly, this is a little bit dispiriting. Children, over to you.
Peace like a river.
leave just yet, come on. You know it's me. Back into your places, but you can go, Rosie. And you can, yeah. Well done, everyone. I'm a little bit worried about you, Felicity. There's something growing out of your head. You're meant to say, no, Paul, they're Christmas puddings.
Christmas puddings.
Lovely Christmas pudding. Do you know what? I was looking at them and I thought they look lovely. You know, Felicity's got her Christmas pudding. We've got some Christmas dresses. Jago has got a Christmas shark on, sparkling in the light. Lovely. And then I look at Hudson. He's got two on. Extra Christmassy. And then I thought, Hudson got a lovely shirt on. Doesn't he look like the male lead in one of those Hallmark Christmas movies? Doesn't he? Lovely choice of a shirt. Very Christmassy. Thank you, everyone, for singing. You were absolutely brilliant. Can you put your ribbons down for a minute? And I'm going to ask you to do something. Can you rub your hands together like this? Yeah, good, lovely. Thank you very much. Good. And what do you notice when you rub your hands together like that, Felicity?
How do your hands feel?
Warm? How do your hands feel? Warm? Do they feel warm as well? Yeah, I think they probably do. Martha, how about you?
Warm.
Warm. Jago?
Warm a lot.
Warm a lot. How about you in the back row, guys? How do your hands feel after rubbing them a little bit? Can carry on rubbing your hands, Matthew. Good. Faster. 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 Lovely. How do they feel now? Starting to feel hot. Starting to feel warm. When we rub our hands together like that, our hands warm up. And what's that called? Matthew, you probably know that. What is it called? You know these things. Someone helped you in the back. That's called friction. Friction, when we rub our hands together like that and it causes heat. Sometimes, though, we also say that people rub against each other. And that's not a good thing, is it? When people rub against each other, it means that they fall out. It means that they fall out. It means that they don't get on. It means that they argue. It means that they fight. And we all know people like that, don't we? Because Martha was telling me this week at nursery, people were fighting. And that's not good, is it? It's not good when people fight at school, when people fall out. It's not good when we fall out in our families. It's not good when we fight. Jesus calls us to be people of peace. Yeah? Jesus calls us to be a people of peace. So we mustn't, when we're at school, we mustn't fall into fights. We mustn't fall out with people. We mustn't create fights. And if anything, if people are fighting, we must be really helpful, peaceful people, and we must help stop the fights, and we must help people get along. Is that something we can do?
Yes.
Is that something you can do?
Yes.
Is that something yes. you can do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lovely. Thank you very much. So, guys, you're going to go to Sunday school now. But when you go to school tomorrow, remember to be to school, yeah? Sunday school, to Monday school. When you go to Monday school tomorrow, when you go to normal school tomorrow, be people of peace, okay? Don't get involved in fights. Don't fall out with people. Be people of peace in everything that you do. You can take your ribbons with you and go off and go to Sunday school, and I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful time. Thanks, guys. I now hand over to the songster leader. Oh, he's gone over that side. And to the songsters who are going to bring to us a song called It's Simply Jesus. clearly had your Weetabix this morning, and you've blessed us with that energetic rendition of a beautiful song that just brings us back to the meaning of Christmas, doesn't it? Let's not get carried away with ourselves, and let's remember what's what. And it is about that baby Jesus in the manger. So today's my last Sunday for about a month, because I basically for the next few weeks I can't be relied upon to perform any of my duties. As we might be pulled out of the situation at any time. So basically all the carols I've chosen this morning are my favourites. basically. So when we started with Angels from the Realms of Glory, that takes me back to my childhood in France, because there's basically only three or four carols that are sung there commonly, so that was my choice. And at the end we're going to sing Joy to the World, because it's my favourite kind of Christmas proclamation. And right now we're going to sing It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, for no other reason than I like it. But please stand up and let's join together in singing this carol together.
Good morning. The reading this morning comes from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. And I'm using the New International Version. The birth of Jesus Christ. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus.
The findings of the 2021 census were released earlier this week. And for the first time, it was found that the percentage of Brits identifying as Christian had fallen below 50%. This was met with alarm by some Christian leaders. For others, this is a sign that in name only Christians are finally being more open and honest, and we may be starting to have a clearer image about our faith's place in society. Some leaders will view this as an opportunity to explore post-Christian mission opportunities. And I would place myself in that final group, though I'm not quite sure what that would look like right now. While the number of those self-identifying as Christian is dwindling, it cannot be denied that at the same time there is an interest in spirituality and religion in our society. So last summer, for instance, research showed that 48% of the population had prayed at some point, and that's 2% more than those who identify as Christian, but of course, it includes those of other faiths too. 28% of those surveyed claimed to have prayed in the month before the survey was carried out. So it seems that people do have an interest in spirituality and are prepared to move on to some sort of spiritual practice. Sales of books about well-being and spirituality are plentiful. Meditation and mindfulness are popular these days, and in reality, prayer is only one step away. Numbers may be falling in the church. We see it around us. But nevertheless, there seems to be an interest in spirituality in society at large. In some respects, that's hardly surprising. Life can be hard. Times are tough, and calling on something beyond the self may seem appealing in order to find some respite from the stresses and challenges of modern living. The second Sunday in Advent is traditionally known as when we light the candle of peace. And our focus, though, when talking about peace, is often on outward, external peace. Peace in the world. Peace in our relationships. But it's hard to find outward peace when inner peace and peace with God are lacking. Joseph's example provides us with a model for trusting in God's will and ways in difficult situations. This growing trust allowed Joseph to face the challenges life threw at him with a developing sense of inner peace. So Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 to 25 that Mike just read to us give us an account of Jesus' birth from Joseph's perspective, and the account takes a sober tone. In those days and in that culture, a young man's parents would choose a young woman to be engaged to their son. Before the actual marriage, official arrangements were made and agreement was reached before witnesses. This constituted a legally binding contract and could only be broken by a formal process of divorce. This is far more than engagement as we understand it in our culture. So it was a serious matter, and it led only to one place: marriage. But while Joseph was pledged to be married to Mary, and that's what we read in verse 18, the news that she was pregnant, and knowing that he was not the father, must have brought Joseph an immense sense of fear, doubt, and despair. Sexual unfaithfulness was considered adultery, and under Mosaic law, carried the penalty of death by stoning. So the shame must have been too much for Joseph to bear. And with a desire to preserve his personal righteousness, while still protecting Mary, Joseph had made plans to secretly divorce her. But in this complex situation, and with their own personal and unique feelings about it, the angel of the Lord utters four words to both Joseph and in Luke to Mary: do not be afraid. The angel announces that Mary was to give birth to Jesus, Emmanuel, the one whom Israel had been waiting for 2,000 years. So we can still imagine the circumstances weighing on Joseph's heart and mind, but he trusts the angel's words and takes Mary as his wife. Later, in Matthew chapter 2, verse 13, we read of Joseph's second angelic visitation. This time, the fear of Herod killing Jesus makes Joseph obey, and without question, he flees with his family to Egypt. Maybe in this moment, having experienced what he had experienced previously, when his life was once again turned upside down, Joseph had a deeper sense of peace that God was in control. Maybe he remembered the peace of mind that had eventually come with the decision to place his trust and obedience in God when he chose to marry Mary, when he chose to stay with Mary. Through this vision, he had also acquired a greater assurance of just how precious and special his son was. Joseph was learning to trust in God through complicated circumstances and the assurance given by the angel that these were God's plans will have given him the peace of mind he needed. The problems of life can easily bear down on us sometimes, and our peace can so quickly disappear. We can find it hard to find rest, physically, mentally, and spiritually, when circumstances seem out of our control or when we face difficult decisions. When our mind is being attacked, it brings added pressure such as fear and worry, and we long for comfort and respite. Quite often, we have little control over the lack of external peace in our immediate surroundings and globally. But with God, we can have control over our own inner peace. Isaiah 26. Chapter 26, verse 3 reminds us that God will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, or in another translation, whose minds are stayed on him. God is the source of peace, and a relationship with him brings peace. Serving him brings peace, and trusting in him brings peace. So as we reach the conclusion of this meeting this morning, I'd invite you to take some moments to honestly assess the condition of your mind right now. Is it full of the stuff of life? What do the words "do not be afraid" mean to you in your current state of mind? Remember, it's one of the most important commands in Scripture. Some people count them at 365. I don't necessarily agree with the methodology, but it gives us an idea. 365 assurances of "do not be afraid." One for every day of the year. Do not be afraid. What would it look like for you to claim this angelic promise in your own life right now? I discovered a simple song this week, but the author is trusted and the words are beautiful. And after Penny has played it to us, I'm going to invite you to try and join in singing it. But these are the words: "We have peace, peace with God. Justified by faith in Christ, we have peace. By God's love, by God's grace, we may look on his face. We have peace, perfect peace with God. By God's love, by God's grace, we may look on his face. We have peace, perfect peace with God." Wonderful words. Wonderful words that we don't always claim, because we can be so easily distracted, we can so easily forget them. But because we know God And as the song says, because we have been justified, because we have been forgiven, we can experience that peace that only comes from God. We're going to listen to Penny right now. And then the melody's not difficult and the words are fairly straightforward if we can display them now, Jackie. Let's claim them this morning and claim God's peace as ours today. Try and sing these words together and make them our prayer this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, there is so much on our minds. There is so much to distract us. There is so much to cause us worry and fear. Lord, teach us to trust that you are in control. And that you are with us in the situations that cause us to worry and fear. In Jesus' name we make this prayer. The Lord is come. Shall we stand and sing together? And I'm going to go and find my place in the band. Last week I was helping my mate John. This week I'm rushing to help my mate Martin. So let's stand and sing together. And finally, now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all.